Steve and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I am Jill DeWitt, and we are broadcasting from beautiful Southern California.
After I turn the lights on today, Jill and I talk about the truth about property tax bills all week. Everybody just wants the truth week.
Yeah. We just
so
want
many
the truth.
Questions. Yeah.
You can't handle the truth.
Jill and I have built, that only took two episodes for you to say that.
Well, I had beat you to it.
Jill and I built this whole company on this concept. And in fact, in the end, it was a material point. It was a turning factor for us to actually do Land Academy. You know, we buy and sell real estate every day. That's our real job. But we decided to do Land Academy because just nobody seemed to be doing it right. There's so much bad information out there.
And, it's basically our land buying customers were coming to us and asking us to share. And we did.
Yeah.
We did. It was like, there's
and
enough
like,
property
what do you
going
mean?
On.
Is that easy?
Yeah,
it really is.
Kind of. There's a lot of moving parts.
If you know about data and you understand acquisitions or you have a huge interest in it and a lot of time to dedicate to it.
Yeah, you can learn.
It pays out.
It does.
We have hundreds and hundreds of examples of people in our group that really are shining examples of this.
Exactly.
I put an order in for one of our staff, and I don't think you know about it.
Okay.
I asked one of our staff members to send an email out to all of our members, just writing one little paragraph.
I'm listening.
And we're going to do a whole. We're going to put. It's called, you know, testimonials on a website. I don't like to brag about it, but the truth is, everybody needs the truth. People need to know what's going on with their members and why, you know, how and why they've made it work for themselves. That kind of thing.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Before we get into the topic, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the Land Investors online community. It's free.
Sarah asks, I'm a mildly successful real estate agent and pretty good at getting listings. I'm thinking about applying my skills to purchase land or houses and then turning the deal over to a flipper. Do you have any examples of members who do this? One, two.
do you have any real estate agents? Do you know the answer to this question? Like, do you have examples of real estate agents in the group who have applied this skill to doing their own deals?
I have real estate agents in our group, yes. We have people that have done this in their group. Are they the same people? I have to look. I'm not sure. I'd have to check. But the quickest way to find out, Sarah, is doing exactly what you're doing.
Exactly.
By posting it here, because I'm willing to bet by the time this show airs, you probably have four that have weighed in seriously and said, I'm doing it, whatever. None of this is crazy. The only thing, you know, when you're a real estate agent, you do have to disclose certain things depending on the states and the laws and things like that. Even though you're not representing somebody else, you know, you're buying and selling for yourself, so you're your own investor. Some states, from what we've heard, do require you to disclose certain things about it. That's it. But it's like, you know, if you've ever driven by a house and you see, you know, for sale set out front and they say agent owner, they're required to do that. They don't just do that as like, hey, I'm volunteering that information.
Right.
So, you know how cool this is. I happen to be an agent and I happen to own it. So the commission's staying here, whatever it is. It's usually they're doing that because it's a requirement by the state.
I mean, here's the super good news.
Yeah.
You're good at getting listings. It's the same.
Yeah.
It's basically the same skill. You got there first. So I started out as a commercial real estate agent in Michigan in one of the worst economic environments, and still did okay. So, and through that I learned, hey, if I can find somebody who wants to sell a building, you know, a complicated building, like a long-term care facility, then I can successfully find a buyer across the country. It's all complicated. It was very complicated. I think I could probably find a land seller who's willing to sell and put a land buyer together. Maybe I'm the buyer. And then I just mark it up to the seller. I find it's the same basic skill.
I just thought it too, as a matter of fact. Well, I know a guy, he's a broker here in Southern California, and he's doing it. And what's he's doing it because it's like he's finding the deals. He's using our program to find the deals, get the deals, and then as he sells them to the guy, he takes a commission off it. So that's a great way to do that. That's what he's doing.
He's got no skin in the game that way.
No, it's great. It's awesome. So he's getting a deal. Well, he's getting some money because he's got investors that are helping buy the deal, right? So he's getting a piece of the action on the buy side because he's using it to source the deal, find the deal. They fund the deal. It's great. Now it's owned by them. Now he goes and markets it and sells it for them and takes a commission, which is brilliant.
Yeah, absolutely. There's 100 ways to cut this up so that, you know, you can make it work for you. Mm-hmm. Our most successful members take the basic concept and they make it work for them some way.
That's awesome. Good plan.
Today's topic, the truth about property tax bills. This is the meat of the show. But all week this week, it's the truth. You know, everybody just wants the truth. Mm-hmm. Here's some myths that I've heard direct, and they're myths, but I only know about them. I know the truth about it. I always have, but it's clear to me is the questions that we get, we're going to answer them all right now. If my property gets foreclosed on, does it affect my credit? I own a piece of land, right? I own it free and clear, you know, and I stop paying back taxes for whatever reason. Or maybe my parents did, and I'm because they're old and they just don't care about the property anymore, or maybe it's just not a priority for whatever reason. Does that affect their credit? The answer is no. Real estate does not. The real property, this is just not even with taxes, but it's a whole thing about real property. It's not like a mortgage where there's a lien or anything. It just stays with the real estate. So you, as an individual, without a corporation at all, or any other entity, could own thousands of pieces of property, and all of them could go back to, they could go back to the county authority or the taxing authority or the HOA. Mm-hmm. There's no recourse or financial implication to you except for obviously the loss of the property.
Right.
That's a great situation to be
in. It really is. People don't know
that. It's automatic non-recourse to own real estate. Now, if you own real estate with a lien on it, like a mortgage, that's a whole different story. That's total personal guarantee stuff. And so I learned that the confusion about this because a lot of times we buy property from people who have gone through some type of mortgage foreclosure on their primary residence, and they ask us, you know, I want to sell this to you because I don't want to go through that again.
Right.
And we don't sit around and correct them at all. But the truth is, if you stop paying your property taxes, or if you own a ton of property like we do, and just decide not to pay property taxes that year, that's not going to affect you at all.
Right. Outstanding, if you have some debt on it, like that's what happens. If the primary residence, it's because you had some outstanding debt on it. That was a whole different thing.
Here's another thing. Property taxes stay with the property. You know, if you buy a property and you check the property taxes and there's $1,000 of back taxes and you buy the property from John Smith.
It's a myth, yeah.
Right now, John Smith owns a property and he owes $1,000 on it. If he deeds it over to you for $1,000, now you have and you pay him $1,000, now you have inherited that liability and
that's
you still
funny.
Have to pay the taxes on it. So here's my whole point. Here's the takeaway. Liens and taxes in all forms stay with the property. Mm-hmm. They don't stay with the owner. A lot of people don't know this.
I know, it's really interesting. I have another myth.
Yeah.
Okay, like every time you buy a house, all the taxes are done and current up to that exact day. They'll even prorate it. So you're paying, if you buy the house in the middle of the year, you pay the first half of the taxes, and then, you know, the seller paid the whatever, the other half, however, you know what I'm trying to say. But that's not the same with this. Technically with property taxes, like you just said, not only does it stay with the property, it doesn't have to be settled up the day that you take ownership. So I love this, and I use this this is perfect for land sellers. I use this as a nice thing for buyers. Sometimes we'll sell property, like Stephen just used that example. Maybe I paid $1,000 for a property that's worth $5,000, and the guy has $1,000 in back taxes on it. Well, you know what? I don't really feel like catching that up too. Or maybe I didn't have time. Whatever it is, I properly conveyed that on my posting, like, hey, I'm now selling this property that's worth $5,000 for $2,000. P.S., you need to know that it also has $1,000 in back taxes on. You don't want to always disclose that information. So my seller is coming along thinking, okay, so I'm getting it for three. I have to pay them two and I owe the county one. So I'm still getting a $5,000 property for $3,000. Great deal, right? Okay. So here's the thing. So they call me up and they say, this happens all the time.
Yeah.
Okay, Jill, I'm buying this property from you for $2,000. And I know that you said, you know, in your posting that the county is due $1,000 in back taxes. Do I pay that now? Do I pay it when I record it? When do I do it? And it's so nice for me to say, take your time. All you do is pay me. You need to know you're assuming that $1,000. If you want to pay it next summer when you've saved it up, or you want to, however you want to do it, pay it at Christmas time, you're getting a bonus, whatever, that's up to you. You just need to know the situation we're getting into. It doesn't have to be done right now, which is, for me, it's a nice selling point, because some people go, wow, this is great. I can budget that last $1,000 out. This is even a better deal. So it. I don't know if you think that sounds silly, but I use that.
You know, it's interesting because you and I, we're a good team, because you always have a people's perspective on everything.
Thanks.
And I don't.
What's your perspective?
Well, here's the thing about taxes. Here's the truth about property taxes.
Okay.
They're good. When can you ever say that about taxes?
Why are they good?
Here's why.
Okay.
And everybody can't stand taxes. Yeah. Property taxes, in 30 seconds or less, here's the history of property taxes. A bunch of people from Europe came over to what is now known as the United States, conquered. Then they split the whole piece of piece of real estate into 1 square mile chunks and gave it away.
As a section.
It didn't cost them anything except for the cost of whatever they incurred to get here and all that as a section. Why would they give it away so they can tax it? So they gave it away to farmers and homesteaders. And that's what homesteading is. And then they taxed it. So now they have themselves a government revenue stream. Everybody wins. The guy who got the property, who's a homesteader or the farmer or the developer, and now he's paying, back then it was like $5 to $10 a year, and they own the property. There's a deed. They won. Mm-hmm. The government wins because it's got a little bit of a revenue stream. They can put roads in and infrastructure. It's not a bad business model.
It's really not.
Then to add to it, they allowed for the taxes. They wrote the laws like this, to taxes to stay with the property. So every year, get this. This is really the takeaway from this. Every year, people get a tax bill, landowners and homeowners and everything else, and it forces them to say, do I want this property? Do I want to keep writing checks to this county for stuff I'm not using?
That's true.
Or do I want to get a check from Steve and Jill? Because they just sent me an offer, and it's a little bit lower than I thought, but I'm not going to use the property, and I'm really tired of writing this check. So it drives the real estate business. People ask me, man, is it too late? Is it too late? Am I too late to the game? No. The whole thing's going to happen again next year, probably times four, because they're all going to get tax bills again. And they're all going to say, you know, sweetheart, I got this bill again, and you didn't want to sell last year. How about now?
Isn't that funny? That's one of the things that we notice here in the land business, and what we all do is that we joke about it in our online community, like, uh-oh, it's tax time. Here come all the calls. It's kind of funny, but it's true.
Like, we don't sit around and track tax time.
No,
we know when it hits.
Yeah, we don't try to send our mailers and time it like that, but we know that because we send mailers out year-round with these offers, and there's people that want to act on them right away for whatever reason, something's going on. And the other people, whoever, you know, it sings to, they're like, this is on my mind. It always goes in their file, and it's so darn funny. And then, like you're saying, so twice a year, these tax bills arrive. What do? They go to our file. They go to their file, look it up, and go, all right, now I'm calling this Land Academy group. I'm calling these people. I'm calling Jill, whoever. Who sent me that letter? Steven?
Yeah, remember that offer we got for $4,200?
Sweetheart, dig that out.
Yeah, let's go and see if those guys are still in business.
Exactly. Oh, and
that's the first thing they say.
Don't mention the back taxes. Maybe they won't know and just buy it.
Are you still in business?
Exactly.
Every single time.
It's so true. Those are my favorite. Oh, I love those. Because we have people that have hung on to these letters, our letters, for over 10 years. And it's so great to get these calls. They're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you answered the phone.
Yeah.
You know, that's the best. We're like, yeah, we're still here. So it's really good. I think we covered that.
Well, you've done it again. You spent another 15 or 20 minutes listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time where we discuss the truth about ugly houses, the Ugly House franchise versus House Academy.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Yeah. Could be a rant.
And we're going to answer your questions, should you have one. Posted on our online community. It is free. Please go find that and sign up. It's landinvestors.com.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Man, we covered that.
I think so. Good.
I know I'm missing some stuff, but that was actually relatively helpful, I think.
I'm sure it was.
Everybody thinks property taxes are so bad. You know what we didn't talk about? Why the heck property taxes in certain states are so high, and why they are not high in other areas. And it's directly associated with the costs that they incur.
Yeah.
For example, did you know California is like number four on the cheapest state for property taxes?
New
Jersey's number one, but here's why property taxes are so darn expensive in California. Because the property's worth more.
Yeah.
So to look at that, it's not calculated. We didn't cover this either. It's calculated. Everybody's got a different way of calculating property taxes, and they're all need-driven, which I'm not a fan of. They're all because, it costs more money to run this county than it does in a rural county in, Arizona, let's say.
Exactly.
So there's some truth to that, but, man, we could go off on this.
I know. It's kind of... It's okay.
I think we made our point.
I think we did. Share the fun by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you are listening. And while you're at it, please rate us there.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.